The United States and Liberia have taken steps to further strengthen the more than a century and a half relationship between the two countries. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf on Tuesday signed the U.S.-Liberia Partnership Dialogue Agreement at the State Department. Secretary Clinton said the agreement establishes working groups in three key areas, including agriculture and food security.
Helping Liberia's farmers use their land more effectively and get their crops to markets more efficiently will be critical to improving the health and prosperity of people throughout Liberia. This working group will review progress under the Feed the Future initiative, look for new opportunities to attract private investment in the agriculture sector, and recommend policies to promote food security and better nutrition.
Clinton also said the agreement would focus on the development of Liberia's energy and power infrastructure.
We know that access to affordable, reliable energy is essential to creating jobs and sparking growth that helps to build a strong economy. So we will take stock of outstanding needs for the generation, transmission, and distribution of energy, promote a regulatory environment that's friendly to new investments in energy, and look for ways to accelerate the development of a well-governed and inclusive energy sector.
Secretary Clinton thanked President Sirleaf for what she called the progress that Liberia has made under President Sirleaf's leadership. She pledged to continue U.S. support and partnership with Liberia. President Sirleaf said she has always viewed Liberia's progress through its special relationship with the United States.
The launching today of the U.S.-Liberia Partnership Dialogue is an historic achievement, one that will cement the strategic cooperation between our two countries for generations to come, regardless of the occupants of the White House or the Executive Mansion.
She said one of Liberia's proudest moments under the Barack Obama administration was when Liberia became eligible for compact status for the Millennium Challenge Corporation. The Liberian leader congratulated President Obama on his coming inauguration for his second term. She described outgoing Secretary Clinton as a true friend who has supported Liberia's progress.
Madam Secretary, you have supported our country's progress, championed our political process, and pushed to settle Liberia's external debt. As we bid you farewell, I remain convinced that in this era of economic challenge, history will show that your support and the investment of the U.S. government and the American people in Liberia will return significant dividends.
President Sirleaf promised that Liberia will continue to be a post-conflict success story by promoting reconciliation and building stronger democratic institutions while encouraging broad-based economic development.